Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Latz, and I want to welcome to the weekly Take Action Team Zoom call, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we actually want to give you some tools to move your business forward. And this week, you're in for a treat. We have a dynamic couple, the newest Take Action millionaires on the team. I believe it's the 223rd millionaire? 221st millionaire in the company and the 23rd on the Take Action team. So it is my absolute treat to welcome to the call this evening none other than Sarah Maxwell and Natalie Cook. How are you ladies doing?
Hi,
what's up?
Thank you for having us, Warren. Oh my goodness, we listen to the calls all the time. It's so nice to be featured. Thank you for having us.
And it's kind of weird. We get to see you. Normally we just get to hear you. So for those listening to recordings, there's visual now. We've gone to the next level, Waza.
And so just so everyone knows, Warren didn't tell us that it was visual, however. So if you decide to go to the website and look at the visual, be easy on us because we're going to yoga class. Not everyone's going to want to see how bad we can look. But this is the real deal. This is how we operate. So you've got us.
Well, clearly you ladies didn't watch the interview with Dr. Paul Anderson last week, because that was a Zoom call. Had you watched it, you would busted.
Busted. We're automatic in our car. Yeah, that's us.
That's automatic. You would have heard that they would have told the same little story. We're behind.
You're right. I'm on to Adam Nesbitt from New Zealand. That's where I'm at. Yeah. You're right.
Well, there you go. The first recording was actually Josh Carter, where we did a live Zoom. So, but anyways, what a treat. I mean, how cool was that when you got the phone call saying you were the 221st millionaire?
Well, it was a crazy day, actually. We were so busy. We have a little girl, Jordan, as we'll talk about later. She's 18 months. So it was crazy with her, and I missed a call. We missed the call from Kathy Coover, but we got it on voicemail recording, which is cool because then you can replay it over and over and over. So, you know, if we'd have picked up the phone, we would have just had one experience of it. But now we have it on recording, and Kathy was awesome. She's so grateful for everyone in this company as we are for her, and just, you know, so excited that with her goal to create the most 6- and 7-figure income earners in the company, in the world, we're another one of those. So she was pretty happy.
And when that message came in, we figured out technology to record it and share it with our team, because she's so authentic and she's so heartfelt. And we really wanted the team to know that one day they're going to get that call too. So to be honest, the call being missed was a real benefit, because we just wanted to share that with our team. So it was really cool.
And I really like what you're saying there. You're talking about your team, because that's one of the things that I really admire about both of you, is you realize in the profession of network marketing, you can't do it alone. It's all about supporting your team, breathing life into, speaking belief into them, rising them up. And you two are so good at that.
Thank you.
Well, we learned from the best, Waza. That's you. I remember the first time sitting in the restaurant having dinner, and we had just started. We probably enrolled 5 people, and you treated us like Isagenics millionaires back then and breathed the belief into us. And so we just, you know, we heard over and over that this is a follow the leader business. And so thank you for being such an amazing leader. You and Arlene have just shown the way so clearly. And from both of you, it's all about breathing belief and uplifting everyone that this is possible for us all.
And I think having been athletes, like, we've been on teams our whole life. And when we retired from sport, I have to admit that was something I felt that I was really going to miss. And I didn't know how I would ever get that back, the feeling of a team. My whole life I've been on teams. And so to have this experience, like Isagenics, I say to people, I often was saying, well, gosh, I surely wasn't looking for Isagenics or network marketing. But on some level, I was, you know, I was looking for it because I just didn't understand what it was and all the values. And one of those things for me is being on a team and being able to do things with other people. And, you know, when I love an experience, I just think about, oh, what would Emma think of this? Or what would Lyndon think of this? Or, you know, how could this impact them? And so for me, it's just a real blessing, actually, in the later era of our life. Is that what we're in? that we have teams.
Well, it is. And I do certainly appreciate what you guys do for the Take Action team, because you're a big part of it. But let's roll back the clock of time. And I know Natalie, or both of you were professional volleyball players. Natalie, I know you represented your country 5 times at the Olympics. You've got Olympic gold. You've got also a bronze medal. So massive congratulations there. But how did you guys get involved with network marketing? I mean, how did that all come about and why?
Well, way back, you know, before Isogenics, I had gone to physiotherapy school way back before beach volleyball with Jen Patch, or Jen Schultz, and Carmen Rumsey. So we were, the three of us were going to, you know, school. We were 19 years old, and that's how we forged a friendship. And then fast forward 22 years, not quite that long, another 20 years, Jen sends me an email out of the blue saying, I know you're going to your 5th Olympics. Now, remember, that's 20 years of competing for Australia at the highest level. And I thought I knew everything there was to know about nutrition. So Jen sends me this email. Yes, she's a physio or a physical therapist, so she knows about the body. And she's trying to tell me that I should take Isogenics to help me play volleyball. And I'm thinking, you got no idea. Not to mention a 5-page email that I, you know, after the first paragraph, I'd sort of given up on that. And then just, you know, drip feeding like Chinese water torture on your head, you know, one drop at a time, to just, you know, spark the fire, question what it would be like. And I sort of kept reading them.
Yeah, you say torture, and yet when she bring these emails, like she's printing them off, and she'd read them to me in the car. And Jen used color. Do you remember this? She used to use red when she wanted to focus in on something. And so she would tell us something, and then it was like in red, a result, a physical result that her and John had. And then the third month, I think there was emails about financial. And all of a sudden, the red was bold. And Nat would read me this stuff, and I'm like, oh, whatever. Yeah. What a load of.
So actually, I was probably quite interested.
You were.
I'd pick up on the red writing, and I'd get a bit excited and stare and go, whatever. Anyway, I went on to the Olympics again, finished my career, and she kept trying, and she kept trying. And I went through stages. You know, we talk in network marketing about timing is everything, and when people are ready, they'll come back to you. So, you know, Jen tried again after I retired when I wanted to just sit on the couch and eat pizza and drink cocktails. And that was a bad time, but she tried again. And it wasn't until I'd put on quite a lot of weight, as you can imagine, not exercising and wanting to eat things I hadn't eaten for a long time. So I put on 10 kilos, which is about 22, 25 pounds. And I thought it was time. So Christmas 2012 was the demise of my physical body, and it was time to make a difference. And after hearing Jen and Carmen, at this point, Carmen Rumsey had come in and tag-teamed us, and Carmen sort of said, Carmen had become happy. So all of a sudden, we've got results. We've got results of weight loss and physical muscle building and financial stuff going on, and then all of a sudden, happiness. So it was like, surely something can work for us. It works,
Sarah. Yes, it was actually astounding. Maybe we're the definition of when you're trying to enroll someone, there's actually two people involved if they're in a couple. So whereas Nat was quite intrigued, I was the one, the naysayer, like, not. And the only thing that kept me in the conversation was my respect and my like for who Jen and Carmen were. Like, that's a big thing, actually. And that was the thing that kept gnawing at me. It was like, gosh, they're not the crazy ones. They're the normal, good, genuine, authentic people. And they're talking about this. So that was a little bit of a, you know, gnawing at me. And so when Nat finally said, we're doing this, the irony of it all was I needed it the most. And that's often the case. The resistor is the one that needs it the most. And that was me. And so having represented my country of Canada for 9 years, not as long as Nat, but I was always a bigger athlete. I always felt like I did all the right things and I was bloated. So for me, within 5 days, I instantly knew that something was different. Something profound was happening in my body. And, you know, I had a little conversation, a humbling conversation with myself. And it's not just physical, like it's mental as well, because that's the way I was approaching life. You know, saying no to opportunities and not trying things and staying closed down, you know. And so for me, it wasn't just physical, but it was also emotional to open up that there was something that I didn't know about. And so I think that, you know, for me, I think the breakthroughs were bigger. And to be honest, visually, my changes were probably bigger and attracted a lot of people, didn't they? Because for Nat, the people just saw Nat competing. They never kind of saw this period that she was eating her pizza and having her Cosmos. We don't drink. So for us to drink something was just like a shock to the, an assault to the body.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they didn't really see the changes as much with Nat, but yours was more mood, if I do say so.
Oh,
I would bring that up.
Yeah. I became a nicer person, Sarah will tell you. I was very volcanic. I had a volcanic personality. You know, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. And when the straw came down, how am I going to do that?
Yeah.
I'm much more.
Or if she does, we say go cleanse. It's time for deep cleansing.
I love it. So how long did Jen and Carmen sort of tag team the two of you? How many months went by before you guys finally said yes, you'd give it a go?
Well, I think it was about 13 months before.
Over a year.
Yeah.
And this
yes, 13 emails. 13 emails, one a month. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, so again, like one of the big takeaways here are, if you think of Jen, she said no to David Jilks for 18 months, a year and a half. And David was sending all these emails exact same way as Jen. She was bombarding you guys and you said no for 13 months. What I really want our listeners to take away from this is no doesn't always mean no as in no never. It just means no, not right now. And the timing's just not quite right. But you want to stay in the game. You want to continue following up, because had Jen and Carmen not continued to follow up, you wouldn't be an Isagenics today. You wouldn't be an Isagenics millionaire, and you wouldn't have impacted thousands upon thousands of lives. So, I mean, I'm just so grateful she stuck with it. But that's what we all have to remember. We have to remember to stick with it. This isn't like if people would change their frame of reference from when I go to share with whoever it is, Sally. And I got to have the expectation is that she may very well say no to me 5 to 7 times. I mean, you guys said no to Jen 13 times before you finally said yes. So don't take the first no as it's all over, I can't do this. It's a process. It really is.
But every single time she was in the conversation, meaning she was always sharing her updates of their physical transformation, the financial, and always engaging in our lives. Because do you want to share that you said what I really need is I don't need Isagenics. I need that's an interesting story for what we're going to talk about.
So. Well, at the time, I was trying to get to my fifth Olympics, and it's quite expensive, you know, so the myth that all athletes make lots of money, we don't. And in beach volleyball, it's kind of lower down the totem pole of how much money you make. And the costs are quite high. Traveling with 3 to 5 people around the world, staying in hotels 5 or 6 months at a time, you know, eating out. There was no, when we talk about the product, there was no nutritional stability in our training or competition. And if we'd have had these products, I know that my body would have performed way better. So that's from that side. But Jen at the time wanted me to take nutritional supplementation, and all I really wanted was some money to build on my $250,000 I needed to go to the Olympics. So Jen was amazing. In I said, look, Jen, I don't really want the Isagenics. I know you think it's going to help me, but if you can send me a check for like $500, that would help. So of course she did, because that's the type of person she is. So as Sarah said, she was meeting our needs or my needs of where we were at the time. And, you know, when we hear an Isagenics meet people where they're at, I think there's two sides to that. There's, yes, where they are in their life and how much time they have to run with this business or how much time they have to commit to the products, but also have the conversation of where of helping them in their life at that time. It may just be, you know, maybe a cup of coffee, advice. It may be advice, it may be, you know, sending a quote or a picture or something to help them through what's going on. So,
because Jen doing that meant she heard you. She actually heard your concern at the time, not just trying to flog what she was about.
Well, and that's part of what you said, Sarah, is what kept you sort of in the game. You were the naysayer, but you had this respect for Jen because she knew she cared. She stepped up for Nat. She cared about you guys. That was obvious. And it was due to that respect that over time, she finally connected with you when you guys were open to taking a serious look. And oh my goodness, what a blessing. Thank you for being open. And Jen, thank you for following up, girl. I mean, oh my goodness, you have impacted so many lives.
But if you look at that $500, because at the time it was the cost of the pack, right? And that was Nat saying, look, I don't need to spend that if you could just give it to me. And if we look at that $500, that one-off, versus if we had said yes at that time, the difference, that's where we started to understand the impact of network marketing and residual income. So, you know, we were still in that, you know, another mind frame there, but that's, again, everything works in the end. It's all just a teaching and a learning.
It's a journey. And speaking of a journey, I know because you guys are really big on it. I know you work with your team members. I've been at many barbecues with you and doing fireside chats with your team, but I know you're really big on building from a place of inspiration rather than desperation. And the reality is there's a lot of people out there that desperately need that extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month. And they start going after people, and they see people with a big dollar sign on their forehead, and they're trying to get all these people. And I know you work very hard to coach and mentor your team members so that they do come from a place of inspiration and helping rather than desperation. But when someone needs the money, I mean, they need the money. How do you coach them through that? Or like, can you speak into that?
Well, firstly, you're right. People come from different places. And the thing that we just want to highlight is that it's okay to come from a place of inspiration more than anything else. Because the other place, we hear so many stories about amazing life transformations, like people, the desperation, like you're really in a bad place. And I get very moved by that. But for Nat and I, that was not our driver. And so for a really long time, we didn't understand what our driver was because we didn't have a rags to riches story. We enjoyed our lives. We loved the work that we were doing. So it was what we wanted to just bring forward is that you can do something really special just from being on a mission, starting to understand, like wanting to impact people's lives. That was actually our thing. So initially it was a physical transformation. The business, we didn't understand it. We didn't really want it. We didn't feel we needed it. And that's, I guess, the message we want to say. Even if you feel you don't need it, because that was us, it doesn't mean that you can't want it. It doesn't mean that your life can't completely evolve and improve and grow and expand, I guess, at the end of the day. Because we were sort of like, well, everybody, they're talking about all the people that need it. And we don't have the, I need the car payment, you know, those kinds of things. So from that place, we were able to really come up with our mission to help impact the lives of 1 million people, which a million is massive. And it was just a number at first. And a million is really just one life over and over and over again. And that was happening with our friends. And then it was our family, like our family, some of our family cleansed with us in the beginning. So we were seeing this impact play out. And so with our team members, Warren, we try to honor the need for the car payment, but like almost disconnect the thing that's going to tick along, which is the money, if you're actually focused on the person. And that's not always easy to do. When you're in survival mode, it's very hard to focus on impacting a life when you feel like you might not be able to feed your family. So it's a balancing act.
Yeah, so there you have to impact your own life first,
yeah,
and be inspired to impact your own life. So I do agree that, you know, we often talk about if someone you're talking to about Isogenics, if you're talking to a prospect and you're coming from a desperate place, they can see that. They can feel that, right? So even if you are in a struggling situation financially, and your prospect can help you get your $80 or your $160 if you get a double PIB, then it's about being inspired to have your life impacted that may then enable you to help others. So first of all, by having someone start on Isogenics, we know that they're going to have their life transformed through this product. So it's just let's cast your mind forward to a place of what desires, hopes, and dreams you have, rather than looking back into either the past or the current situation that may have you feeling like you need to do more than just talk to this person about their possibilities and their hope and their impact. So yes, it's you know, a lot of it's the Tony Robbins philosophy of moving towards what you want rather than away from what you don't want.
Certainly.
If that makes any sense.
Oh, it definitely does, Nat. I mean, the reality is if we can train ourselves, and it's easier as we become more experienced to really focus in on that person, as you were saying, Sarah, is making them first, making this all about helping them, and in turn, you will be helped. So, I mean, great, great point. And
yeah, even David Wood, I've just come off of David Wood University in Action, so, you know, I've got him speaking in my ear. The best way to help yourself out of any situation is to help others.
Yeah.
So if that becomes the focus, helping others, then, and you use this line, I remember you on stage saying, a rising tide raises all ships. So we're all in this together, and by you leading the way with Arlene and Sarah and I, you know, leading the way with our team here in Australia, you know, the goal is to lift everybody.
It certainly is. And we're doing a pretty darn good job, I'll say. We really are. Now, how about this? Because I know a short while ago, in less than 2 years ago, Sarah, you became a new mom. So you guys have a little toddler racing around the house, and Jordan, and I mean, she's a sweetie, but the fact is, oh my goodness, what a distraction, yet you guys are still managing to take consistent action. You're somehow balancing everything. Can you just speak into that? Because there's so many mums out there with young children that would love to do this, but aren't sure they can.
Well, having Jordan was really humbling. It helped me help other people a lot more because I didn't understand what it was really like to build a business and have kids. And I think it changes at all different layers. So I don't really understand yet what it's like with a five-year-old. I don't understand what it's like with multiple children because I don't have that experience. But firstly, what a blessing that we were able to be fully in the experience. So I was in a mother's group after having Jordan, and all the moms either started going back to work or their husbands did within a month. And I was like, oh, already? What's going on? Like, this is weird. And here, Nat and I were being full-time parents. I was like, exactly, Warren. I was like, whoa. And I don't know if this is going to help anyone, but to be honest, I was like really thinking it would inspire them to know that Nat and I were full-time parents. They were looking at me from a place of such, what are you talking about? This can never happen. I.e. the husband being home as well. They couldn't even hear what I was saying. So that was a good learning. I don't know if that helps any of the moms out there. When you think you're talking to people about the possibility, just know that if you're talking too far down the track, meaning they cannot even visualize what you're talking about. So they just tune out. That's what I experienced. So for us to be full-time parents has been really amazing. And I think that Jordan's getting the full experience, except that she doesn't know what to call us both, you know, mom. But besides that, so as a new mom, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't think that I am effective at all in 15 minute pockets. So when I was telling moms to work in the pockets of their life, I'm so sorry, because what, as if, like, if you can do it, good on you, because I can't. So what we had to do was, when your commitment is bigger than your current situation, meaning our commitment to what we're creating with Isagenics is bigger than the challenge. And the challenge is, it's not going to work in 15-minute blocks. So what are we going to do? And so for us, it's really about finding people that we can bring into our home. We believe it takes a village to raise a child, and we're lucky enough to have a village. We do. We have grandparent, amazing. We have a friend that helps us. She's amazing. She's the godmother. So there's all these relationships that are formed. And this allows us to also work our Isagenics business. So that's just transparency. Like, if anybody thinks, how did they do this and have a 1.5-year-old, you know how? Because we have help. Like, when I'm with Jordan, like, Nat was in Sydney at University in Action, and I was with Jordan on my own. Like, I didn't work. Like, I couldn't do it. So for those of you that are being really hard on yourself, I would say, rather than making yourself wrong with the kids, and I think trying to be half in, half out, I feel that then you feel like you're not being good enough mom, and then you feel like you're not being good at Isagenics. So you sort of feel like a failure on both fronts. Use that time to strategize a way to get some help. And there's cheap ways to get help as well. So it's not just like, oh, I can't afford it. It's like, be resourceful in your thinking. And I personally believe that that's how you can work your Isagenics business. Now, I'm not saying that if you don't have help, you can't do it. Of course you can integrate them in, but I just wanted to be full transparency, because for us, that's how we're doing it.
Okay. Now, speaking about us and you guys building together as a couple, I mean, a lot of times couples tend to like butt heads, and it gets challenging. It really does. But you've managed to sort of figure out each other's strengths, and you allow the person that's great at one thing to do that, and the person that's great at something else. And you guys almost like tag team building your Isagenics business. Now, there's a process. You don't all of a sudden, boom, we're building together and everything just falls into place. Can you speak into that a little bit, because you guys do it so beautifully?
I want you to talk about this, but I just have to make this joke that it doesn't happen all at once, Warren, because our first office was in the same room, and that lasted like 2 days, did it?
Yeah, I had to move my office out near the kitchen. We're in a little three-bedroom apartment. And so, yeah.
Why did you move out, Nat, of our office?
Sarah, I like quiet space. And this is the first thing you've got to identify, your personality types. I like quiet. I like to think, focus, narrow in, which is ironic because I played volleyball with a bunch of screaming, like, manic fans. But that's probably why I like my quiet space. Sarah would sing as she was typing and tapping and the music would be on and she'd be singing and then the typing. I'm like, So, you know,
I can't handle ticking clocks, okay, guys? So this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, okay, so any tapping or ticking. So that's the first, let me say, first step. Find out your best space, working space.
far away from each other.
Yeah, a long way from each other. And I know some people do it very successfully in the same room. So, you know, whatever works for you. That the moral of the story is find out what works for you and do that. So that's what we did first. We have our own private spaces now in our new house. I have an office. Sarah has an office. I often use the kitchen bench because I like to be, not the kitchen bench, the kitchen table. I just like to spread out. Sarah has all things in one place. So that's the first part of it. The second part is we wrote down everything that we do, we both do in the Isogenics business, and we kind of highlighted what fits into each basket. So what Sarah loves, first of all, what we like to do or love to do. So what Sarah likes to do, what I like to do. And then, of course, you find there's gaps. There are gaps in areas that we had to put our hand up for and either learn or, you know, choose to take that on or learn skills to be better at it. Because often...
Let's give some examples.
I'm just saying that often... we don't do things because we don't like them or we're not good at them. So if you can choose to love them, which David Wood would say, or upskill yourself to be better at it, then you'll fill in that gap. So as an example.
Silence. What's Sarah good at?
Yeah.
So for example, like posting in our team Facebook groups. Matt... capacity for this is like one, her consistency is one day. Okay. And then she gets over it.
A week, a month.
No.
A week.
Okay. So basically zero consistency from that in that department. So I like doing that. I'm systematic. I'm routine. I can do that. Then Nat is like, how's your prospecting?
Yeah.
Awesome. Strange. You're afraid.
So I love prospecting. I love talking to every single person that I meet. When I say talking about Isogenics, it's not that Isogenics, the word, or Isogenics comes up in the conversation, but it's front of my mind to always getting the conversation to a space of finding out about their health, their exercise, their wealth. You know, at some point I need a sparking question or a sparking comment from them that's going to allow me in the next 24 to 48 hours follow up with them and say, hey, I'm just thinking about what you said yesterday, and that enables me to go into the next step of the conversation. So it is always, every single person, and I've seen Warren do it over and over again, he inspires me, you know, whether it's, you know, someone at the gas station or the petrol station here in Australia or at the supermarket or... And not that I ever enroll them. I'm not saying that I ever, like, always enroll these people. It enables me to practice. It enables me to have it at the front of my mind, at the front of my heart, to impact this person's life. They have to choose if they want that. I'm just enabling the conversation. So Sarah's really good at consistency in all areas, not just Facebook, the team calls. I love to do the prospecting. What I used to do would get an enrollment, and then I'd hand them to Sarah to coach through the 30 days because that's consistent. Right off I go, shiny new object, find a new prospect. But now I've learned when we write this whole list about what we do, now I've learned that I take people through the 30 days and introduce them to Sarah on a three-way call, either at the welcome call or throughout the call, the auto-ship conversation, so that now in the transition, as they become a team member, if they choose to share or build this business, they now have Sarah, who's the leader of our team, to work with. So that's sort of the transition.
Yeah, and then as leaders, there's strengths and weaknesses as well. Like we noticed that for Nat, it's so easy for her to cast a vision, whereas for me, I'm very much process-driven, so I'm in the how. Like, how is this going to work? How is this going to work? And so, you know, being able to do self-development really helps. You to be able to access what your strengths are and work into your strengths. And like Matt said, I'm trying to think of a gap because there are definitely gaps. Maybe we're not aware of them.
Yeah. Well, again,
if you think of a gap, we'll tell you.
They fall through
the cracks.
We'll try and ignore the
gaps. Yeah, ignore the gaps until they come and beat you in the head.
That's what happens too. When we're not good at something, we ignore it and we keep doing our strengths. So on the sporting field, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So we really spent time analyzing our weakness to build our weakness so there was no gap, right? So now when we're not on the sporting field, it's, as you can appreciate, that's kind of intimidating and invasive. So when we're not on the sporting field, we've probably avoided that and taken some rest. But can I just say that one of the things that we've spent time doing is creating a space for us to spend time on this part of the business. It's not always just prospecting and Facebook. We spend days sitting down and casting our visions and our missions and incorporating them with Isagenics. And we're just about to do another team day with a small focus group on the same thing. It's really important to give yourself the time to work on this stuff, because once you get it right, you just keep doing the do.
Isn't that the challenge? Like working on your business, not
in your business.
In your business. And just to wrap up this idea around relation, like couples working together, is that we had like at least 10 years before where we were working on a relationship. So it's a really high value of ours. And so things like the 5 love languages, you can do an online little test, and like that kind of stuff is the precursor for what we're talking about with Isagenics. So you can layer the learnings of the 5 love languages into your business. So I really encourage you to have a strong relational foundation too. So those kind of things have helped us, because actually it's hard to work together. Like, so it's not, it's like a commitment. It's an intention. We work on it. So that's, I want to say that, because I think that you can, if you have a strong foundation, you know what to do in challenge. But if you don't, when challenges come up, you actually retreat from each other. And it becomes hard, tension.
Well, you ladies are beautiful role models to your team. And I know you take them on these exercises, and you have them, you do cast visions, and you do encourage them to read the book, The 5 Love Languages. And it's just, you're always there supporting and encouraging, and you do it beautifully. I know you ladies got to run, but I got one quick final question for you, Nat, because as a professional athlete, a lot of times, like when your career is over, your income's over. And I mean, retiring from the sport, I mean, you're done. Yet if you can incorporate Isagenics and start to build this, the opportunity for an athlete to have this ongoing income, like to leverage their who they are, which clearly you have, both have, you've turned it into a tremendous income stream. Can you just speak in to that just a tiny bit, that financial piece?
Yeah, well, firstly, if I set the scene, I played beach volleyball for 20 years, and I went onto one of the websites to find out how much money I'd made, and I'd made $661,000, which is pretty awesome. But if you divide that by 20, that's like $33,000 a year. It's pretty sad when it costs.
And you were one of the good ones.
That was a good one. So they make a lot more than that now. I remember I started a long time ago. But so when you average that, it's not, $33,000 as a professional athlete. It's pretty tough, especially when it costs so much. Like if you remember what I said about going to London, it was $250,000 for the year. So when I really had to think about how much it cost me financially, I spent $2 million. Even if we do $100,000 a year over 20 years, I spent $2 million to make my $661,000. So that would be a bankruptcy right there. So obviously I had to do other things to build my income. And as a speaker and a fundraiser, I was very good at raising money for the cause. So I managed to get through not being bankrupt. And then, of course, when we are announced as Isagenics millionaires, I started to think about how much it costs us to make the $1 million in just over four years. And it probably was $50,000 in going to events and obviously buying product, which we eat, paying for plane tickets and event tickets. Really, personal development was the cost, and my phone bill, my computer bill, or those sort of things. So the profit of it, and the difference is just dramatic. So that's the start of it, not to mention the ongoing, like you said, Warren, about when we finish competing, that money stops and the sponsorship and endorsements and everything stop. Being able to have a legacy company and a legacy income that can support our family and Jordan too, and the lifestyle that we now are accustomed to. Hanging out with you, Warren, we got to keep, you know, we got to be able to have the best salmon from, you know, got to catch it ourselves, so we need a boat and we need to get the best salmon. It's amazing. So, yeah, we're so grateful that we have found this vehicle to build a residual income, which David Wood talks a lot about too, the difference between a working income, which was, you know, spiking and digging and speaking and sponsorship hunting for me, and a residual income, which you do the work broadly. You do the work once at the beginning to enroll someone. Of course, you have to keep the relationship going. You do the work once and you get paid over and over and over and over again. And we've been on the product now 4.5 years. And Sarah's about to sneeze. Woo, excuse me. 4.5 years. And, you know, in theory, Carmen continues to get residual income because we order the product. So say David Wood, 12.5 years. And the person that enrolled him continues to get residual income. So that's what excites me. Sarah, what excites you about residual income?
Yeah. Well, what excites me is the fact that we're being recognized for the millionaire, but all the 11,000 people in the downline are earning and changing their families' lives as well. Some people choose smaller just to have what they eat paid for. And then we have, you know, someone like Lyndon who, you know, has just had a second child, and he's able to be there helping his wife. They just had the baby. So it's, you know, they're both there at home, like things like that. So there's a broad spectrum, but all that doesn't even account for the earnings of those 11,000 people. So that's what I get really excited about. And again, that call from Kathy Coover, let's be honest, when Carrie gets that call from
Carrie Podhas, my volleyball partner, is in this too, doing the same thing, and we're working together again as a team. And when she gets that call, I'm sure, Warren, you know, as you said, we're the 23rd millionaires in the Take Action team. So not only your income that you've derived from Isogenics, but the 23 millionaires you've helped create, and everyone in the organization that benefits financially is just, that's so rewarding. And we can't wait for the day our first Isogenics millionaire is called by Kathy Coover. It'll be a very special moment.
That just made me think about something that Kathy shared on a call she did once. She said, because I've been awed by her consistent passion. Like, she's always just, her energy is just always up. And she talked about a file that she's kept from day one, where every single message that she gets from someone whose life that she's helped transform, whether it's like physical or financial, she keeps them in a file. And she said that she reads that regularly. And so we took that on board and created the file. And just last night, Nat received the most amazing message from someone, Ivor, that went to University in Action. And, you know, we both cried, you know, and it was just like, gosh, it was just so emotional. And we saved that message. And I really recommend that you do this, because what Kathy said, and it's so true, is that with your team, it's like you're there as a problem solver. And so you're sort of like in the weeds all the time with what's going on. You're trying to help them. So sometimes you think that you're in a weedy patch, and you forget that the Ivors or the Julies or the, you kind of forget if you don't have the file. And so that's what keeps Kathy Coover going. So if it's good enough for her, it's good enough for us. So if you guys want to take that on, yeah. I would really recommend that.
Make a file.
Any one of us that's been in the game for a while and is passionate about helping people have received messages that truly, it's like, oh my goodness, did I really do that? And it is magical when you think about it, because in this journey of network marketing, you're going to have your peaks and your valleys of despair. And it's sometimes reading those messages that all of a sudden oh yeah, that's why I'm doing this. And it keeps you in the game, because it is initially a whole pile of effort for very little money until it starts to gain some traction. Is it worth it? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For all the lives that we change and the text messages. And Warren, in psychology, the most important time to read those messages is when you're in a despair, right? So sometimes when you're on a high and you get a message like that, you kind of high five, you kind of high five, and it's a bit like, yeah, that's what we do. But when you're having a tough time of it and things aren't going to plan, and you know, auto ships are being cancelled, or boxes are being returned, or team members are going walkabout, which is what we call it here in Australia, where they, you know, they go for a little wander, and you're wondering why they don't return your calls. That's the time where you can open that file and just remind yourself of why you do this, and why we pick up the phone, and why we have the conversations, and why we help people at all parts of their life, you know, not just when they're winning. We most important time for us is to help people when they're having a hard time of it. And if we're there when they're having a hard time of it, then we know that, again, uplifting them and helping them through and being a guide for them and shining the torch. And that's what Sarah does so amazingly. She is just consistently there for our team. And
we have a team member who calls it seasons, you know, just like we have seasons in the weather, that people go through seasons. So, you know, our commitment was 10-year plus journey. And so clearly people are going to go through seasons. There's relationship breakups, there's illnesses in families, people start taking, you know, lots of stuff happens. And so this team member has been such a gift to us, because she described it, you know, as these seasons. And she said about her and her husband, she's like, we're in a season right now. And for a year they were, and then they did the healthy mind and body for the first time. They've been in Isogenics for 3 years. They did healthy mind and body, but they did it from a business perspective, and they gained clarity that what they were going through is what they do in all their businesses. And the change, oh yeah, massive. And wow. The change in them, Cindy and Sterling, it is Warren, who you know, that just the shift has reinvigorated us that everybody comes out of the season, you know, this too shall pass. And if you just walk the journey with people, meeting them where they're at and respecting the season, I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised that everybody rises. So like the tide rises, everybody has the possibility to rise, and they do.
Well, ladies, I know, we could go on chatting and chatting. You got me all fired up, and I got so many more questions for you. I would ask this, would you be willing to come back and do some more sort of takeaways? I love the idea of the messages in the file. I mean, that's a strategy to stick in the game, to stay in the game long-term. And I know you have so much more to share. Would you guys be willing to come back in the not so distant future and do another Zoom call?
Well, normally you ask if you can twist someone's arm. So will we still do it, even without our arm twisted?
Oh, for you, you have been the, you know, you're the shining light and the lighthouse for us all. So we would love to.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. You ladies have an absolute spectacular week. Say hi to Jordan from me. And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
121st Millionaires in Isogenics. Well done, girls.
Mwah. Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, everyone. Take care.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.